already. I sense the move of God here already. I just want to greet us. Good morning. Good morning, church. I hope we are good. Nice to see all our faces. Amen. All the way from Greece, I welcome our big uncle. All right, thank you so much. You know, I'm one of you. Alexander is Greek, so I'm Greek also. And welcome everybody. These Wesley girls, I saw you here. Where is she? Yeah. Are you Wesley girls? You're looking at the back, it's you. Amen. And God is here. God is here. Are you ready for a word? Are you ready for a miracle? Lord, we receive your word. Speak yet again in Jesus' name. We know this month is the month of favor with God and favor with men. The favor of God is not complete unless you have both the favor with God and favor with men. Because he's given us all things that pertains to what? Life and godliness. So inasmuch as we want to make heaven. No, the Bible says that if all that we hope for is just to live and die and go to heaven, then we are all men most miserable. So God is a balanced God. Amen. You know, a lot of people eat and they are not balanced. But the balance is like doctors will tell you, when you eat and all the food, you know, have all the nutrients. And that's how the blessings of God. So today we'll look at the theme, the spirit that propels favor. Amen. Say, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of God comes upon me, propelling favor, leading favor, navigating favor, in the name of Jesus. Look, the word of God is already active now. So every word by God's grace that is coming out from now, there is a blessing attached. Amen. There is a healing attached. There is favor attached. So I'm just here to move you from the labor world of destiny to the favor world of destiny. Amen. Amen. You didn't get that. I don't know if you like to labor. We spoke a lot about grace today. So I'm moving you from the labor. When Christ himself said, come unto me, all ye that what labor, and I what give you rest, for my yoke is easy, and my what my burden is light. So I'm moving you from the labor world, from the struggle world, from the world of toiling, I'm putting you into the favor world of destiny. From today, you begin to flow. You will flow in the name of Jesus. So we draw our foundation on two scriptures. I'll teach a bit and then we will pray. Daniel 6 verses 3. Then this Daniel was distinguished above the presidents and the satraps because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him above the whole realm. Listen, said this Daniel was distinguished. Now, if you read from Daniel chapter 1, the king said, let us bring men who were skilled in the language of what the Chaldeans are. Men who were good looking, who were groomed, not vagabond men, not ragamuffin men, not all this. Said men who were prime, men who you could see royalty. I mean, if I was to be born in Ghana, I probably would have gone to Achimota school. Yeah. And been friends with J.J. Rawlings. I mean, man, if I was from Greece, maybe people like Prime Minister Papandreou, what his name? All those guys would be my friend, Alexis Tsipras. You know, the men who were elite men. You know, maybe Babish. He said, bring men You get up. There are some schools that you would go. Some time ago, my wife years ago, she used to teach in a place called Chelsea in England. Chelsea is for the la cream. If you go to Prague 6, there's a place in Prague 6. It's for the la cream. You don't see people saying Tivoli there, like a junkie. No. They clean them off. We're not trying to discriminate. But it says here there was an aroma. People who carried themselves with a kind of dignity. Said, bring these people. And now, so we travel from chapter 1, 2, 3, and then chapter 6. The Bible then tells us why the journey so far. You see, sometimes you're wondering, why is my journey moving in this direction? Because there is favor that is navigating you. Now, you might not have been drawing from the favor yet, right? But you just keep going until one day you become an emblem of favor. And they say, oh, where has been Brother Toby all these years? He's been there. But his birthing thoughts were just waiting to what manifest. And by chapter 6, we then say, then this Daniel was distinguished because an excellent spirit. It's been there since chapter 1. I pray for you today. Whatever that needs to come forth in your life, that people need to see in this season of your life, that will distinguish you, the excellent spirit, let it be seen now. Let it be seen now. Let it be seen now. It cannot be hidden anymore. Let it be seen now. In your Christian walk, in your career, in your life, in your family, let it be seen now. In that marriage, in the name of Jesus. Psalms 45 verses 2. It says, you are fairer than the children of men. Graciousness is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. So, favor is a word that sometimes is interchanged with grace. And that's why when we look at the word grace, charis, you know, that word grace, it's something that you do not merit. And that's why we English people say grace is an unmerited favor. Because the crux of our salvation was birthed on what? Grace. Ye are saved what? By grace. And this grace unto salvation has appeared what? Unto all men. But all men can be favored, but not all men are favored. So when the Spirit comes upon you, it begins, it says, you are gracious. So therefore, you are what? Blessed forever. Not all was in the, there were many men in the land of all of the Chaldeans, but one man, Abraham, received favor from God. So we are going somewhere. So if grace is favor and not luck, then grace is a gift. And an access that ushers us into destiny. I've come to tell you today that the key, the access you need for life is grace, is favor. And today that grace and favor will go with you in the name of Jesus. So favor is God's help. Now, so which means that God would have loved to help you and be by your side. Do you get what I'm saying, Sister Eunice? So this is you standing. God would have loved to help you and tell all the people troubling you. How can 5 guys say they want to marry you at once? They want you to be confused. Should I say it? You know, but so God would have loved to help you to choose. Say that guy smokes ganja. That is a drug dealer. That one is lazy. This one is spirit-filled. He has a future. So what God then does is this. He then puts what? A spirit in you. So when Eunice is looking at the 5 of them, it's like God is looking at the 5 of them. Eunice, your season has come. In the name of Jesus. So there is grace for everything. I mean, the English people say if you are jack of all trade, you are master of nonsense or nothing. There is grace. Don't say, well, I am a very good man. You know, I have a degree from Masaryk University or from Cape Town or from whatsoever. No, there is favor and grace for every assignment. So maybe why we are still struggling is because we don't know that we need new favor, new grace. For example, before I go to preach in certain places, I know that, you know, God will do this because it's different from when I'm here. I was talking to, I think, Dickness and Pastor Morris. There's a place I go pray. Over time, when I go pray, maybe 2 hours, my wife is probably looking for me. 3 hours, sometimes 4 hours. And then one day I said, let me go pray elsewhere. In this place, it's Third Road. There's no bench, nothing. And I'm praying, and I almost slumped. Sleep came upon me. Can you imagine? I felt so sleepy that I almost fell down. I'm like, how can I be so sleepy on a day there's no bench, nothing? So I discovered that it probably might take me more time if I keep praying. It gets to a time that the heavens over there. Do you get it now? So I drove my car back to where I used to pray. 1 minute. Phew. So not every battle that you win so easily, because you need mastery. You need grace. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. After a while, you're overwhelmed by a spirit called a spirit of favor. Amen. 2 Corinthians 8:9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that through his poverty you might become rich. You know the grace of our Lord, not the grace of your uncle. Do you get what I'm saying now? And this grace he has given to men. Do you know that grace? And you know the grace. So what God is saying, that we shouldn't struggle to live. We shouldn't live from hand to mouth. Look, you might say this is more like a prosperity gospel, but you see, the gospel itself is a gospel of prosperity. Salvation is a gospel that brings us into a realm of God, a realm of life. So, one, Christ was conceived through grace. And we see this in Luke 1:30. And the angel said to her, do not be afraid. Mary, you have found grace. Do you get it now? With God. Some version says, Hail Mary, full. Do you know what that means? It means that you there is something inside of you that is plenty in abundance. And that thing is called grace. It's called favor. I pray for you today that you'll be full of grace. And that is why later we then see in John 1:15-17, and the Bible says, and of his fullness, because when he was to be born, the angel said, Mary, you are what? Full of grace. That word full of grace means that what is in you is not human, it's grace that you're carrying. And that grace is the person, is Christ. And that's why the Bible then says, and of his fullness, because he is born the grace of God. We have all received what? Grace upon grace. So when things begin to look beautiful for you, and people are talking about you, but they don't know what you mean to me, because they want you to be suffering forever. But when it comes to a time of maturity, a time that you have endured and endured, and God says, now of my fullness, of my blessings, of my charis, of myself, I have seen your kairos moment. I've seen your time in destiny, that you move forward. And people are saying, why is he moving so fast? Children, husband, career, he's praying in tongues and everything. Just tell them, but they don't know what. Because they don't know, they don't know. But they don't know. They don't know.
What you mean to me.
May that be your testimony. People are waiting for you to fall down. People are waiting for you to make a mistake. People are waiting for you to give up on God. But they look around. You say, for they don't know what you mean to me. Because they don't know.
They don't know.
They don't know
what you mean to me.
And then when you turn and they say, why is he so blessed? You answer them, because favor is around me like a shield. So why is he so blessed? I don't understand him.
It'll cover me from now.
Oh, even everything about
until
you.
Until that day I see my King.
He said he's even smiling. He should be crying now. Your song will be
favor. Oh, yes. It's around me like a shield. It'll cover me from now until that day I see my King.
They say, oh, look at her. She's 35. She's not even married. She should be crying and depressed by now. But God has shown you something. He said, for favor. You keep walking.
It's around me like a shield.
Don't answer them. Favor is there.
It'll cover me from now until that day I see my King.
Now, Christ himself carried the spirit of favor. And he walked in that spirit. Luke 2:52. And Jesus increased in favor with God and men. So we see now that there's a word called increase in. It means that there was something there already. You can't grow more if you've not been growing before. And that's why the songwriter says, everywhere he went, he was doing everywhere he went.
Almighty healer, he healed the leper. When people saw him, they started walking. Everywhere he went, my Lord was doing good.
So enough of being stagnant. I've come to move you from the labor world into the favor word. You got to believe. I've come to move from the labor word into what? The
favor. Amen.
So it was the favor of God that was at work over the life of Christ. Acts 10:38. How God anointed with the Holy Ghost and power. It was the favor of God that was upon him that he was so sure that he needed to go into Jerusalem. He said, go to that house and get me a donkey. Do you know if it was not favor, those guys would have been arrested for thievery? Say, who sent you? Say, what? How come? Hey, neighbors. You know, if in Africa, they will shout, thief, thief, thief. Neighbors, somebody's stealing my donkey. But he was so sure, because every donkey in the Bible was for a reason. But it was only this donkey that had a kind of grace upon it that a king would ride on. That was favor. It was a favor of God that was upon Christ when he said, Father, I thank you, for I know you always hear my prayer. Oh yes, always. Do you think it's all? There's no miss. Do you get it now? If you praise once, answer. Praise twice, answer. From today, every prayer that you pray, the Lord will answer. In the name of Jesus. So how does favor? So God releases favor also through men. Zechariah 12 verses 10, and I will pour on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. So God does releases favor, releases grace upon people, upon his children. in this economy, in this situation whereby a lot of things are happening, the walls, politics and everything, we need the favor of God to live life without resenting the government, without being angry or unnecessarily. We need the life of God, the favor of God to navigate through life, not just by living as if we are eating from the pockets and mouths. And that's why the psalmist said that he anoints my head with oil, for my what? Cup what? Runs over. And says, surely, said, there is no fail. There is what? No fail. It's something that is permanent. In Czech, it's a trivalli probit. Permanent, permanent, permanent. Says, surely, your goodness and your mercy. If I try to hide, it's like an infrared, a Bluetooth. It knows how to navigate to find me out. Follows me. Not for 1 year, not for 2 years, all the days of my life. Proverbs 13, verses 15. He said, good understanding giveth favor. Good understanding giveth what? Favor. But the way of the transgressor is hard. So therefore, if good understanding brings favor, then we see in Isaiah 11, verses 2, that the Spirit of the Lord rest upon me, and says what? The Spirit of what? Wisdom and of understanding and of counsel and of might and the knowledge of God. So if we can draw from all these that there is something about favor that is not luck, it's a spirit, it's a presence. John 16, verses 13. Say, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will what? Guide you into what? All truth. So the way favor happens is that favor is an instruction. Favor is a voice. Favor is an idea. Favor is what God gives is not necessarily money. Do you get it now? What God gives is a blessing. He says, above all things, that word may be blessed. So what God gives is not money. What God gives, what is a blessing. And that blessing, you can now make it what you want it to be. So it could be money, it could be a wife, it could be good health, it could be a career, it could be anything. So the favor of God, what brings forth a blessing. Exodus 3:21, and I will give these people favor in the sight. You can see favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and they will not go empty. I pray for you today that this month you will not go empty. The Lord give you favor in this month. The Lord give you favor in this month. Exodus 11:13, and the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, as a result of the favor, the man Moses was very great. Favor brings greatness. And this is what the church needs at a time like this. God is looking for a church that will work in favor. A church that can speak and the government would be scared. Do you get it now? A church that has a voice. A church that the grace of God is upon it. Now, how is favor stirred up? We'll run through this quickly and then we'll pray. Number one, desire to grow in grace. If you want to enjoy God's favor as a person, you got to desire to grow in grace. Don't complain about the past. Don't complain about failure. The Bible says that a just man falleth 7 times, not the wicked man. So it tells you that in this life you have trials and situations, but it says, but be of good cheer, you have overcome. So you have to continue in steadfast. Samuel, 1 Samuel 1, 2 to 26. And the boy Samuel continued, not stagnant, to grow in stature, in favor with God and man. What are you reading? What book are you reading this year? Are you just whiling away time on social media? Are you just wishing and wish? What training are you doing regarding your career? What course are you learning? Oh, nobody likes me in this office. There are people in this church that likes you, who you could talk to about career, who could give you tips. Okay, I think this is where, you know, he continued to grow in stature. In stature, it means that he was mindful of his etiquette, of his friends, of his mannerism. He knew what God called him, and when he continued, the favor of God also continued to grow with his stature. Oh, continue doing overfeeding. Continue now. Eat, sleep, not praying. How will God's favor breed on overfeeding? How will God's favor breed on laziness? That if you continue, what scripture are you confessing this month? What book of the Bible can you say, Lord, this year is a year of miraculous happenings. We can see it, Lord. And from the start of this year, I know that you have been navigating me. Here is my confession. He continued. And that's why Paul said in Ephesians 3:20, and now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what we ask or think. But there must be something according to what? The power that are working us. So when favor is coming, when grace is coming, when God's hand is coming, it must meet something that it pushes forward. The midwife has come, but are we ready for birthing? You get it now? Now the midwife is here. Where is Brother Toby? Oh, I'm not a woman. Ah, before destiny, the midwife is not thinking of man or woman. It pushes you into favor. Pastor D, I know you are already around here, even though Madam is not here. But the midwife is coming. It pushes you into destiny. It's even better for him because it makes the midwife's job easier. According to what? The power that's at work in us. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and the knowledge. In the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Jesus Christ. He said, grow in the grace. Grow in the grace. Grow in the grace. Desire him as you grow in him. I tell you, favor will follow you. Yeah. You know, Songs of Solomon says that because of the anointing, you are not doing anything. Who is not married here? A guy that is not married here. One guy. Okay. You. He's booked. Okay. Let me use him as an example. So he's just flowing. Do you get it now? So he's just playing the keyboard. He's just playing the keyboard, helping me to navigate. This is the scripture. You can go and cross check it. So he said, because of the anointing, said even the virgins, the sisters, they are attracted to him. And one saw him in this church. Do you get it now? So you don't need to say the anointing breaks the yoke, it attracts. You know, Solomon, you would wonder how come, was he rapping all the 700 wives? No, he said, because of what? Fragrance, anointing. If you want favor, be anointed. I'm telling you, be anointed. Than cursing your team lead in Ewe and Zulu, be anointed, I'm telling you. Now, mercy brings favor. So, as you're trusting God, be merciful to people. Be merciful. Don't say, well, I just want to be blessed. No. Mercy. You know, blessed are the merciful. They say what? Obtain mercy. Proverbs 3:3-4. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on tablets of your heart. And what? And so, find favor. So it means that a merciful person you always find favor. I thank God. One of the things that God helped me with my big family, because I have a huge extended family, is mercy. It's mercy. They want to throw stone at who? You want to trust the person giving you, oh, take this. You want to stone him. You are stoning yourself. Do you understand? So all the elders fighting you, be merciful to them. They will just, before they chew that cola, they say, they just want, if we fight this one, hunger will kill us. So mercy brings favor. Now, also examine your life and see if there's any pattern that is not balanced. And then take it to God. 1 Chronicles 4:9-10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named what Jabez because he was born in pain. Verses 19. Jabez cried to God. So Jabez was not even a man of shame. Yes or no? Yet he was more honorable. More. It means that there was honor there. It wasn't just us. So it means that how did Jabez know that the level of honor he was experiencing was not the full package? He had to look at the pattern of his life. So even among his brothers, all of them, Dwarf, Kwashoko, you know, all my, out of the failures in his father's house, he was even more than them. But he went to God. He said, Lord, I don't want to work for AT&T anymore. I need an estate. I need land. I want to build. I would say a good amen. The Bible says, and the Lord would granted him. Jabez never saw Christ. You seek Christ, and the Lord will grant you in Jesus' name. So continue in spirit-led prayers. I tell you, James 5:16, confess your fault to one another and pray for one another that you may what? Be healed. The effective fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. Continue in effective prayer without bitterness, without grudge. Anybody who offends you, forgive. Make sure they know. Don't say, well, they know now. No! And once you keep on, it's only a matter of time. Oga, you have wife, right? Send her money this month. That is your own word, though. In fact, make it double. And the favor will come. That is your own word. Yeah. Say, and what? And when you now pray, after you do that, when you pray, that's how favor. Favor is an instruction. Now, it says, when you please God with your action, not just with words. Learn to please God with your action, not just with words. Proverbs 16:7. When a man's way pleases the Lord. Oh, some of you know Tehillah is coming. I'm going to raise a special offering today for Tehillah. Some of you know, God is helping us. And so, Pastor, we are praying for you. God bless you. Thank God. He said, no bread. I think I now give you appointment letter as my PA. It's easy to talk, but say, when a man's way pleases the Lord. I was so blessed when I saw the sanitation women cleaning yesterday, plus the man. Oga says, God bless you also. I prayed for them. So I send their own favor now. In Jesus' name. Now, generosity also provokes favor. You see, favor is not just emptiness. Oh, I wish. You must give something to earn something. That is to say, you give your life to Christ to earn salvation, to earn a new life. You give your time to Christ to hear him speak to you. So also, certain aspect of favor. I told you what God gives is not money, but a blessing. So certain aspect of favor. For example, you need finances. than just saying, oh, Lord bless me, Lord bless me. You also need to sow. Like Nehemiah, as they prayed, they also had their sword. Proverbs 11:25, the generous soul will be what? Made rich. And he who waters what shall be watered. So I'm saying this because in this month of favor is a month of sowing. Oh yes. Oh yes. You can't give to God and be stranded. That is one thing. You know, I've told my children, I got this from, I said, look, in life now, somebody said it, and I took it to my children. And my children were saying, oh, Dad, I hope you're not scared. I said, no. I said, in life, when things seem to be going round and round, and you don't know how to navigate, say, oh God, my Father saved you. My Father saved you. Arise for me. If this gospel was not working, this Bible, probably I would have destroyed it. I'm giving him all. Paul said, I'm even ready to be burnt. Burnt. If you give God all, he will give you all. Diligence. Proverbs 11:27. He who earnestly seeks good, find favor. Earnestly, be diligent. You know, put your heart in what God is doing here. But trouble will come to those who want to seek evil. And verse, and number 8, the last verse as we pray. Honor of elders and the spiritual authority. Matthew 10 verses 41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. I tell you, there's no time I go by the grace of God to see Daddy Gio, or even if I can't see him one to one, even if it's Pastor Lakey or any of his aide, that I try not to go with the gift. We are going to Eurocon. I'm already thinking of something. Here we don't do pastor's offering and stuff like that. It's up to you. But you see, this is the scripture. There are certain graces that God says, oh, you. Because if God was to be here, God would be the one preaching. Do you understand? So we are just here standing in the gap. And it says that if you receive us in that manner, God says the blessing that we cannot give you, he will push it through us to you. Let's be upstanding. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. I choose the way of the Lord. Oh, for the way of the Lord is the way. Choose the way of the Lord. Lift up your voice. I choose the way of the Lord.
I choose the way of the Lord.
I choose the help of the Lord.
I choose the help.